It's the dry bean scene. The dry bean scene is sponsored by SRS Commodities and Heads Up Plant Protectants. Speaking with Columbia Grain International President and CEO Jeff Van Pevenage, Columbia Grain is expanding into North Dakota with a new bean processing facility in Valley City. How's construction of that new facility coming along, Jeff?
It's actually moving along quite well. I mean, the total project isn't projected to be done until harvest of 25, but we will have most of our storage facility built and up and operating by harvest of this year. So we'll be receiving new crop beans into Valley City this year. And we have other plants, one being down in Hastings, Nebraska. So a lot of the pintos that we take in, or in both pintos and blacks that we take in Valley City this year, will move to our Hastings facility for processing. By harvest of 25, we will be up and running on a facility that we hope there'll be enough automation put into place with that facility that we'll be able to run for periods of time during the day without people working in the plant. The machinery and the PLC work in it will keep the machinery running without people having to be there, which is kind of exciting and needed when labor is one of the bigger problems that we have across the footprint in the northern tier of the United States. Reason that we're doing it is that we see need for modernized dry bean processing. There's a lot of old facilities out there right now. In fact, we spent some time down in Omaha, Nebraska at the U.S. or the National Grain and Feed and Jeeps Convention, Convey Convention, which is really centered around automation, and met a lot of vendors that are doing some really great work in automation, so we're looking forward to what we can add to it.
This update brought to you by BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. This is the Dry Bean Scene.